With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Residents in one Pennsylvania community are being urged to move to higher ground due to flooding this evening. The request was made to residents of Felton Borough. Officials say local streams and creeks are rising. Several roads are already underwater. An evacuation center available at Bethany United Methodist Center Church. A San Diego, California group stepping up to help the pet population in Texas affected by flooding there. Wings of Rescue delivered a plane full of supplies for veterinarians and animal shelters in the region Tuesday. Supplies were gathered by volunteers and staff with the Humane Society of North Texas. On the return flight to Fort Worth, the plane was loaded with around 200 adoptable cats and dogs taken from shelters in the flood zone. The volunteers say they're taking animals from the Hill County Country shelters because those shelters are being overrun with animals that have been found following the floods. The group planning another flight tomorrow. During a meeting with five West African leaders, President Trump said the U.S. wants a transition in Africa.
My administration is committed to strengthening our friendships in Africa through economic development efforts that benefit both the United States and our partners. And we're shifting from AID to trade.
The CEO of X, formerly known as Twitter, is stepping down.
Linda Yaccarino says she's leaving Elon Musk's social media platform after running it for 2 years. She said the best is yet to come as X enters a new chapter with Musk's artificial intelligence company, XAI, which created the chatbot Grok. A veteran ad executive, Musk hired Yaccarino in May 2023 after buying Twitter for $44 billion in late 2022. At the time, he said that Yaccarino's role would be focused mainly on running the company's business operations. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. A voice of reason at the United Nations.
Women's rights advisor Reem Al-Salem of Jordan is calling on the world body to define gender strictly by biology in an effort to protect women and girls. Al-Salem says, quote, "I never thought the day would come when the mandate would deem it necessary to prepare a report affirming that the words women and girls refer to distinct biological and legal categories. You cannot protect what you cannot define." She accuses the UN of trying to erase women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates during services should not risk losing their tax-exempt status. Challenges the Johnson Amendment, a 1954 rule barring tax-exempt groups, including churches, from political endorsements. The IRS and a Christian media group are asking a Texas court to stop enforcing the rule against religious groups. This is SRN News. NVIDIA becomes the first public company to top $4 trillion in value after a two-year investor frenzy.
Riding the wave of the AI boom, NVIDIA has grown into the most valuable company in the world, surpassing Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Google parent Alphabet. 2 years ago, NVIDIA's market value was below $600 billion by comparison. Its shares rose 2.5% in early Wednesday trading when its value surpassed the milestone $4 trillion mark, with shares topping $164 each compared with 2.5 years ago when its shares were around $14 each. George Williams, Washington.
U.S. authorities say the month-long illegal immigration crackdown will continue in Los Angeles. The recommitment comes after Monday's show of force by federal agents near MacArthur Park, which is typically filled with illegal immigrants and MS-13 gang members. More details at srnnews.com.